Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Benson. I'll be your host on Inside MLB tonight, along with my partner, Will McElhattan. And we'll be bringing you live day three of the draft and giving our analysis on each and every pick. Then remember, you too can be part of the show if you call at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And Will, it's another great day of giving you day three of the draft, and right now we're currently in round 31.
Yeah, Benson, another amazing day.
All right, so let's go to the most recent pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates, Riley Smith at San Jacinto College, North Texas. He was as a sophomore at San Jacinto College North this year. Smith made 16 starts, going 8-2 with a 2.70 ERA, 96 strikeouts, and 33 walks over 86 and two-thirds innings. The Lufkin, Texas native was following up a freshman campaign in which was selected from the JUCO All-Star National Team and All-Regional XIV South All-Star Team. Smith, a 6'2" right-hander, scheduled to transfer to Louisiana State for next season. So, I mean, the Pirates did get a pretty good late-round draft pick here. I mean, 2.70 ERA and 8-2, I think it's good, but it looks like he's most likely going to go back to Louisiana State and improve his draft.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, and with the most recent pick, Kent City Royals with 939th pick, Brian Bean, senior at Bowling Green State University as a shortstop. He measures in 6 feet, 75 pounds, so we don't have much information on these guys as of now, but right now we have the Cardinals on the clock, the Tigers on the clock, and with the 940th pick, the draft, they picked Blade Salter, a first baseman out of Michigan State. He's a senior. He measures in 6 feet 5 inches, 245 pounds. So a big guy that Blaze Salter that the Tigers picked here. So I mean, he could end up being a nice first baseman. I mean, most of them are tall like this. So in the end, he's a senior from Michigan State. He could end up prospering for the Tigers.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a big break for the Tigers.
All right, so with the 941st pick of the draft, the St. Louis Cardinals plus Aaron Coates, left-handed pitcher at Glasgow High School in Delaware. So he measures in weight in that 195 pounds, 5'11". So this guy is a small left-handed pitcher. I mean, not tall, not that big. He is in high school, so he still has time to grow. In my mind, I think Aaron Coates is probably going to go to college if you ask me.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so with that 942nd pick in the draft, the Los Angeles Dodgers select right-handed pitcher of the University of Oklahoma. He is a junior. He measures in at 6 feet 1, 175 pounds. So, again, he's a junior, so he, Corey, could go back to Oklahoma to improve his draft stock for his senior year. The 943rd pick in the draft, the Orioles select Will Shepley. Left-handed pitcher at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, in North Carolina. He is a junior, so he could always go back and improve his draft stocks. He measures in 6'1", 190 pounds. My guess is he goes back for a senior year at UNC Wilmington, and then he comes back next year and improves his draft stocks. So next, we have the Nationals. I don't know who goes to the draft. Pick Nick Sprangle at a left-handed pitcher at El Dorado High School in California. And their high school pitchers who fit the mold of tall and projectable. Then there are those who are more physically mature, with a good idea of how to pitch. Sprangle fits the latter category of physically mature without much projectability in his body. Sprangle can run his basketball up to 92 to 93 miles per hour on a good day. Typically, he can run 90 to 91 miles per hour. The slider is springy at times, though he'll flash a good 81 to 82 miles per hour, while with above average projection at times. His changeup is a little ahead of his slider, and he uses the fastball change combination well early in game. Then Sutskin swings and misses with the breaking ball later on. He mentioned this pitch well as a batter of feel for pitching than most high schoolers any stage around the plate. While some high schoolers can be a mix with material, spring will spin up and monitor of can raise the spring. Other preps just with higher ceilings might go first, but Sprengler's pitch ability will be attractive for any team. He was obviously attracted to the Nationals pick in the 30s.
Okay, Andrew.
I just think that it'd be a good layman pick here next spring with the Nationals. My guess is the days of the Nationals, actually. Because he can work his way up and he has time, or he could always go to college and improve his draft off there.
Yeah, definitely another good late-round draft pick.
All right, so with the 946th pick in the draft, the Los Angeles Angels got Isaac Silva, a catcher out of UC Davis, California. And he, senior, so he's probably going to sign with them. He measures at 5'10", 190 pounds. So he's going to sign with them. Maybe he will get that once he's way up to the majors.
Yeah, another, yeah.
So it's the first pick of the 32nd round, 946 overall. The Arizona Diamondbacks select Brian Cohen, a right-handed pitcher of Batesville High School, Indiana. And he measures in at 6'5", 200 pounds. And he was really a basketball standout. He averaged 19.6 points and 7.8 rebounds per game as a junior. Cohen tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee in the second game of his senior season in December. He returned to the mound this April, sooner than expected, and showed enough merit in the early round selection of the draft. But he was going to be a tough sign because of his strong commitment to Louisville. And then word came out that he needed Tommy John surgery in late May. Like his cousin, Alex Meyer, Cohen is a tall right-hander who could blossom into a first-round pick after 3 years of college. He's very athletic, has a loose arm, and has plenty of room to add strength and velocity in the future. Cohen's fastball presently is more notable for his heavy swing and downhill playing than its power. He usually operates at 86-90 miles per hour and top out at 92. He can manage his fastball mid-70s curveball well, though he often develops a changeup and needs it more often than next goal. I'm going to Will take over right now and go through the next couple of picks if he does, if not. Well, what do you think of Brian Cohen?
I think he's a great late-round draft pick. Just another guy that we may see making it up to the majors.
This has been such a great show. I mean, I loved doing yesterday, I loved doing today, and I will probably feel the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 948 take the draft. The Texas Rangers selected John Werner. Right-handed pitcher from St. Catherine College, Kentucky. He's a senior, so he probably signed with the Rangers. And measures in at 6'2", which is 200 cents out. So the 949 take the draft. The Houston Astros select Aaron Mitchell, outfielder out of Georgia Southern University, Georgia. He is a junior, so he could go back to Georgia Southern and improve his draft stock. He measures in at 6'1", 170 pounds, so he's not a big guy, but he could possibly do some damage. And Jordan Lewis and improve his draft stock get earlier in rounds. But the 950th pick in the draft, the Minnesota Twins of Andrew Vasquez, a left-handed pitcher from Westmont College in California. He is a senior, so he'll most likely sign with the Twins. He measures in 6'5", 210, so he's a big guy. He could end up being a good minor leaguer and possibly come up in the next couple of years. As the 951st pick of the draft, the Boston Red Sox select Clayton Schmidt, a right-handed pitcher out of Clemson, South Carolina. He is a junior, so he could go back to his he went to a good baseball program in Clemson. He could go back to his draft stock and then come back later. So he is 6'1", 190 pounds. And then over the 952nd pick of the draft, the Chicago White Sox select Taylor Cherry, right-handed pitcher out of North Carolina. He is a junior, so he, again, could go back. But this guy is huge. He's 6'5", which is 270 pounds. And, well, I mean, he might as well be the biggest guy in baseball if he does make it. 6'5", 270?
Yeah, he definitely does.
The 953rd pick of the draft, the Chicago Cubs select Fitz Sadler, right there, I'm Glenbrook South High School, Illinois. And he is another big guy, 67 inches, 250 pounds. And Sauer doesn't have the presence up to warrant a seven-figure bird. but he's so athletic and projectable that it's easy to envision him blossoming into a first-round pick after 3 years of college. His older brothers Walker and Sullivan pitched for coach Tracy Smith at Indiana, and Saber likely would do the same for Smith at Arizona State. His fastball usually sits at 86 to 88 miles per hour and drops down at 92, and he should pack on a lot more velocity once his 6'8", 215-pound frame matures. His heater plays above its velocity because it features great extensions. Some snake can see downhill planes. Down a snowball with nice depth when he stays on top of it, though it too needs more power and becomes flirty when he gets around it. He's working on adding a changeup, also a quarterback who drew interest from college football career. His extra body component feet that they can't go for size. So certain size is no problem, though. So if Bowers, he is a great football player along with baseball, but I mean, he's probably going to go to Arizona. He's always coming in there, and he's going to play football at Arizona. So, in the end, well, do you think Fitz is going to be playing football as a solid sport or baseball?
What position is he in football?
Quarterback.
I would think because you're a quarterback, you definitely use the opportunity to play football there.
The 54th pick of the draft, the Philadelphia Phillies selected Reggie Wilson, a center fielder out of Oklahoma City University, Oklahoma. He and Kenya are still most likely found them. He measures at 5'9", 161 pounds, so a very small guy. But, I mean, we see Jose Altuve doing what he's doing, and Reggie's probably hoping he'll be the next Jose Altuve, but in center field. So with the 950th pick of the draft, this is the same Reggie shots Will McCaffer, right-hand pitcher, Sentinel, SS, in BC, he's a high scorer, so he will most likely be drafted. He'll most likely go to college. He measures then 6 feet, 185 pounds. So put a little bit more weight on this kid, and he'll probably do well in college and then improve his draft stock after 3 years and probably go higher in draft. With the 956 to be draft, the Miami Marlins of Chris Goodman, third baseman out of Iowa, he's a senior, so he's most likely fine. He's 6 feet, 193 pounds. He does have some a little bit of weight to add on himself, but he could be a nice third baseman in the lot of the Marlins. With the 957th pick of draft, the San Diego Padres select Luis Nestazio, a right-hand pitcher of the University of Rhode Island, in 90th Rhode Island. He's a junior, with your chance to go back, improve his draft stock, and come back. But he's a 6'4", 195, put a little bit more weight, and he is perfect, I think, a little bit earlier on. Just go back, he must improve his draft stock to get a higher pick. So, with the 950th pick of the draft, the Tampa Bay Rays got Ty Jackson, a right-hand pitcher of Lewis Park State, Indiana. He is a senior, so he'll most likely sign. He's 6'3", just 225 pounds, so a good size, good weight, and everything that's in the world counts. Ty Jackson could be in the big league for the next couple of years. With the 950th pick of the draft, the New York Mets got Dustin Beck, a right-hand pitcher of Kentucky, which is a Kentucky junior. He can go back to another SEC program, the Cooper's draft stock, but he weighs 6'3", 180 pounds. So he does have potential, but he just needs to put on the weight and go back and have a nice senior year. With the 960th pick in the draft, the Atlanta Braves selects DJ Neal, right fielder out of Stephenson High School, Georgia. And he is 63 inches, 201 pounds. And although Neal arrived at South Carolina's campus a week before the draft, he was not sure if his stay would be permanent. He is committed to play both football and baseball. However, since if he is not selected in the top 3 rounds, he plans on staying up and trying to play both football and basketball. Balancing both schedules might be tricky, but Neal can pull it off, scouts like his speed. He is committed to play wide receiver at South Carolina and believes he can continue to develop to a power back. Well, this guy's a three-sport guy. Plays basketball, football, and baseball. What do you think he's going to be? A wide receiver, a basketball player, or a baseball player in the right field?
I honestly do not know. Usually we just have the combos of football, baseball. You rarely ever get basketball in there. What college is he going to attend?
South Carolina.
I don't think their basketball program is up to par with their football and baseball, so I would probably think he would choose football, either football or baseball or both.
with 9 out of 60% of the drafts, Milwaukee Brewers. So it's Sean Chandler, a right-handed pitcher of Cotillion La Vista High School in New England. He has a good height at 65, pull a little bit of weight. He's only 185 pounds. He goes to college. He does well. I mean, he could be a good early-round pick after 3 years, and maybe we'll see his name later on. So with 9 out of 60% pick in the draft, the Toronto Blue Jays took Andrew Guyot, second baseman from McNeese State University, which is in Louisiana. He's a senior, so he'll most likely find. He is small, though. I mean, he's only 5'8", 170 pounds. But again, how I was talking about Jose Altuve, this guy, I mean, if I have to guess, his mock of his role player is probably Jose Altuve, second baseman, that small, that light. So Andrew Guyot, he probably following Jose Altuve. The 963rd pick in the draft, the New York Yankees select Alexander Robinette, a right-hand pitcher of Army Westport, New York. He is a senior, so again, he'll probably sign. He's 6 feet, 215 pounds, perfect weight, perfect height. He could end up doing well, but I mean, Army Westport isn't that known of a college. So stuff could turn out, and maybe Alexander will be doing something later on, but my guess is he won't be. With 963rd pick in the draft, the Cleveland Indian coach, Jacob Hill, watching the pitcher of the University of San Diego. He's a junior, has the potential to go back, improve his draft stock. He's 6 feet, 210 pounds, so good weight, good height. We could be seeing him on next year, a chance to be a junior year earlier in the draft. With 965th pick in the draft, the Seattle Mariners thought Colin Thornburg, right-hand pitcher of the University of Texas, Arlington, Texas. He's a senior, he will sign. He's 6 feet, 195 pounds. Put a little bit more weight, and I think he's good. With the 965th pick in the draft, the San Francisco Giants took Jeff Burke, right-handed pitcher at Boston College, Massachusetts. He's a junior, has a chance to go back to a good program, prove his draft stock. He's good weight, good height, 6'5", 220 pounds. Good overall pick. I mean, because of this junior, we could be seeing him earlier in the draft. So, well, now it's with the 967th pick in the draft, the Pittsburgh Pirates took left-handed pitcher Cole Irvin. He did go to Oregon, and that's obviously in the state of Oregon. And Irvin turned down a large bonus offer at the high school in 2012 to attend the University of Oregon. And after a terrific freshman season, it certainly seemed like the right move. The left-hander missed the 2014 season because of Tommy John surgery. And while he still was not all the way back, he was showing encouraging signs on staff and mound in 2015. Before his elbow injury, Irvin threw his fastball in the 90-92 mile-per-hour range with excellent movement. This sprint of velocity was down his kick, but he was slowly getting it back as the year went on. His breaking ball can be flurry at times, but he has some traction with his He has a good feel for a sinking changeup as well, and his command has been solid for the surgery. He's still building his stamina back up, but this time he didn't start throwing until January. He seems to be headed in the right direction. With a good pitcher for him and advanced pitch ability once healthy, Irvin has the potential to be a mid-to-back rotation starter in the future. I think it's a really good labor pick in the Pirates right here, Cole Irvin. I mean, he could be a mid-to-late rotation guy. I mean, and he actually has a potential to do that, not one of the players that could end up like that. I mean, I think a really nice pick for the Pirates is Cole Irvin.
Yeah, I agree also.
With 968th pick in the draft, the Oakland Athletics got Michael Murray, right-handed pitcher at Florida Gulf Coast University, Florida. He is a junior, so he has a chance to go back to FGCU. And then he's 6'2", 210 pounds, weight height good, have a good senior year we can see earlier in the draft. With a matter of 6 minutes in the draft, the Kansas State Royals coach Jake Kalish, a left-handed pitcher out of George Mason, Virginia. He is a what we call a super senior. This is his fifth year. So, I mean, no matter what, he's going to be signing. And, well, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see your five-year senior year. He didn't redshirt. He's George Mason, I mean, he does have the experience. He's 6'2", 210. Do you think this guy has any chance of making a noise for the Royals?
I'm not sure.
At 976 the draft, the Detroit Tigers select Trey Dawson, a shortstop out of Hurricane High School, West Virginia. So he weighs at 177 pounds, measures 6 feet, a little bit weight, have a good college experience. Trade Austin, because we could be seeing him in 3 to 4 years earlier in the draft. With 971st pick in the draft, the San Luis Cardinals select Thomas Fitz, center fielder at Wingate University. Thomas He's a junior, so he will most likely bench. He's 6 feet, 1 inch, 185 pounds. It's a little bit more on him. I think he could end up being good center for in the future. What about your 72nd pick in the draft? The Los Angeles Dodgers select Nick Dean, a shortstop at Mary Bill College, Tennessee. This guy's a super senior, and well, another super senior that we're seeing come up here. He's 6 feet, 1 inch, 190 pounds. Put a little bit of weight on him. I mean, do you think he could be a shortstop in the future for the Dodgers?
Oh, yeah, I think he definitely can maybe make it to the show and be a big shortstop for the Dodgers.
What?
Third pick of the draft. The
all right.
Baltimore Orioles select Cody Morse, a right-hand pitcher at Reservoir High School, Maryland. And he is 6'4", 7 pounds, so good height and weight. And he's a talented two-way player at Reservoir High School. He went to Fort Maryland. Morse's pro career not will be at home as soon as he's drafted. The 6'4", 200-pound right-hander was set to undergo Tommy John surgery on June 2nd, with Dr. James performing the operation in Pensacola, Florida. Morse showed what he's capable of this season, posting a .80 ERA, tossing down 2 hitter to lead the school to Maryland's 3A state title while batting .400 on the year. As a junior, he went 6-1 with a 1.10 ERA and 81 strikeouts in 42 innings, who hit 356. The 2013 Gatorade State Player of the Year, Morse was commanded to play for the University of South Carolina. Well, do you think this guy is going to go to South Carolina? Is he going to sign? Or is he going to really improve his job? This Gatorade State Player of the Year, I mean, that's really good for Flora. And then he's going to South Carolina, which is an SEC school. And we could see him really high.
I think he's going to go to college and really improve his draft stock.
That's a 974th pick of the draft. Washington Nationals, but Dalton Donnelly. He is a third baseman for Arizona State University, which is in Arizona. He's a junior, so he can go back to the draft. Not going to be a nice tackle for them. And he's 6'4", 220 pounds. Weight and height are good. How good senior area we could be seeing him earlier in the draft. The Nationals 75th pick of the draft. The Los Angeles Angels select Connor Mills-White, a left-hand pitcher at the University of British Columbia, which is in British Columbia. He is 6'4", 220 pounds, good height, but he is a super senior, so he's definitely going to be going. And well, we're seeing another super senior, third and just a couple picks. So do you think Connor has a chance of doing some damage with the Angels?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a possibility.
All right, so a great 32nd round, if you ask me. I mean, enjoy doing it. We'll enjoy doing it. And we're on to the 33rd round. Well, I mean, your quick opinion on the 32nd round of the draft.
The what? What round is it?
32nd. Your quick opinion on
the... I think we've had a lot of late-round draft picks that I would expect, and you would expect to go a little earlier, and who knows, maybe these guys will show up in the big league someday.
Okay, so with 976 pick in the draft and the first pick in the 33rd round, the Arizona Diamondbacks took Luis Severian, a San Antonio Eastern Florida State College. He is so he's most likely going to be 6 feet, 3 inches, 180 pounds. He's put a little bit of weight on him, and I think he could be anything later on.
What was the question?
All right, we'll just go to the 977 quick. And the Rockets are from Wyatt Cross. Touch up Legacy High School, Colorado, going to his hometown role. And this is the state decision from go to your home state team or go to college.
I would probably go to college. I mean, it would definitely be a hard option, but I would think, you know, the team would understand it, and you would still have the opportunity to get drafted by that team next time.
And Wyatt is a catcher at Legacy High School in Colorado. He fought in his 2014 perfect game under class for team accolades, with a spot in the first All-American first team this year. He played for the Cincinnati Reds at the 2014 Area Good Baseball Game, doubling, posting an RBI scoring twice since the team went 5-0. He's committed to the University of North Carolina, so good program. I guess he goes to college, and hopefully for him, he gets drafted by the Rockies again.
Yeah, definitely.
With 976 in the draft, the Texas Rangers select C.D. Pelham. I want to take a picture of Spartanburg Methodist College in South Carolina. He is a J2 guy, so he most likely signs. He's 66, 225 pounds. This guy is big, he's lucky, he's curveball, must be good. And, well, what do you think he's going to do in the future? CD, do you think, I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, he maybe smashed the bubble gum later in his career.
Yeah, he definitely may. That's a possibility.
With the Niners having that big of a draft, the Houston Astros select Colby Carpenter, a second baseman out of the University of Oklahoma. He's a junior, so he'll most likely go back for a senior year. He's 6 feet, 190 pounds. Put some weight on him, have a good senior year, and could be seen him earlier in the draft. With the 980th pick in the draft, the Minnesota Twins select Colin Theroux, a catcher out of the J1, so he'll most likely sign. He's 6 feet, 3 inches, 220 pounds. And, I mean, he is a pretty big catcher. He could possibly move to first base. I mean, that's logical, I'm thinking. But what do you think Colin could do some damage later?
Yeah, definitely eventually down the road. I think that's a possibility.
All right, with the 980 first pick of the draft, the Boston Red Sox are Hal Smith, second base round of Fort Worth Christian School of Texas. That is a high school, so he most likely go to college and boom, his draft off. He's 5'10", 175 pounds. But that is small. I guess is he'll get picked a little bit earlier than this, but I mean, nowhere higher than the 20th round, even after college. With 982nd pick of the draft, the Chicago White Sox are Jonathan Freeman, a left-hand pitcher at Middle Tennessee State University in Tennessee. And he's a senior, so he'll most likely sign. He's 6 feet, 3 inches, 220 pounds. And well, we're going to go to the next pick, which is really shocking. Well, with 983rd pick of the draft, the Chicago Cubs are M.T. Menashe. He never went to school. He's 6 feet, 175 pounds. And what do you think of a guy that never went to school and he's getting drafted somehow?
Yeah, that's definitely a hard choice that you would have to make.
So, I'm just trying to get a little bit more information on the MT to see how a scout found him, because, so let me try to find it. So, it appears that, MT Menashe, what I'm getting, he actually did go to school, Florida State. So, I mean, SEC, and I'm just trying to find a little bit more. So, that they've got their facts on, it looks like, here. And MT Menashe, he's a pattern. I mean, there's no real idea about Menashe, but he was drafted late enough where I think he makes it to the school title for the stock in 3 years. I'm not saying sign in this out of the question, though, at FSU, picture hitting first. Last season, he's a pick. So what I think is he's committed to Florida State and he just never went to high school. I don't know how that works, but I mean, well, what's your guess here?
I don't know.
All right, so breaking news right now, so the Yankees are going to be placing left-hand pitcher Andrew Miller. He's a strained forearm muscle on the deal. Right-hand pitcher Dylan Betances is moving to the closer role. So, Will, it's time to say something about the draft here today and not this Andrew Miller big order that we should see going on right now.
Yeah, another exciting day. Very exciting. There's just a whole bunch of these guys that have been taking very late that I think can turn out to be very good players.
Like, if I had to say something about the show, is that Andrew Miller, I mean, he's going to have a deal. Donald Betances. The Yankees are a good team. They're the lead in the division. And this is going to really hurt them late in January. They don't have their closer. Double defense is going to really have to step up to the Yankees. If not, they could be going in trouble in fact. I'd like to thank Jason Sims and Logan Oka, who's planning a production of Inside MLB. On MLB.com and the business with statistics used on the show tonight. They can do it tomorrow from 4:35 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the news edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on blogtalkradio, the team you're always said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Ben Infection. My closest is Will McClain. You can email us at insidemlb123@gmail.com. And just to give you a quick heads up of what's going on in the future, I'll not be here next month, so we'll be doing the show all by yourself. All right, please, have a fantastic day.